Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much once again for taking some time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Thursday, October 26th, 2023. It was 9 years ago, on October 25th, 2014, that the beautiful Rose of Persia, Rahane Jabari, was unjustly murdered and executed for defending herself against a government rapist. It was a story and a book that utterly transformed my life as I wrote the story of Rahane in my book, Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance. It took a lot to put this all together. But if you follow my program, The Cross in the Desert, you know I am constantly talking about the oppression of women in Iran. And the culmination of that is the story of Rahane Jabari. It's a story I wish I had the time to completely tell you this morning on my podcast, but I have many, many examples of that throughout the course of this program up on Spotify, Anchor, which has several single podcasts talking about Rahane. But basically, she was a very courageous Kurdish-Iranian woman. And she was someone that, according to her sisters, Shahzad and Shahri, would give all of her time to them to help them. Generous with her time, a lovely person, dedicated to making as much as she could of a woman living in Iran. And what I mean by that is the oppression of women in Iran by the male society, because of Islam, makes it hard for a woman to really succeed, to be paid well, to do good in Iran, to be successful. There is constant pressure. There's sexual pressure. There's discrimination, all kinds of factors. Rahane was one of those women that was involved, and she was part of an advertising agency. She was going to computer school, she was going to university, and she had recently become involved in interior decorating. And the story of Rahane is heartbreaking, but it's the story of women in Iran. There are thousands of Rahanes that I don't know their stories, and if I did, I would write every one of them. But Rahane Jabari, her story grabbed media attention all over the world, and I was one of the persons that didn't know about her until one of my Canadian human rights activists, Shadi Pave, introduced me to her. And it was those last months of standing up and being her voice that got me so involved in this horrible case. Basically, the synopsis is this. Rahane was involved in many little, I guess, jobs, advertising, and she was involved in university, and she was working as an interior decorator, doing a lot of odd jobs. She was so busy. One day at the ice cream parlor in the spring of 2007, as she was talking on her cell phone to her friend, a man approached her and interrupted kind of the conversation after she was finished, I guess, and said, "I understand that you're an interior decorator." He had overheard the conversation. "Yes, that's what I do. Could you come and do some interior decorating in my office? I'm a surgeon. My name is..." And you know, you have to understand, a man approaching a woman in Tehran is a little strange. His name is Morteza Serbandi. He says, "I'm a plastic surgeon. I need my office suite redecorated. Can you do that?" Well, Rahane thought, this is a great opportunity to make some money, to advance myself. Oh, sure, right, let's do that. Well, her mother, Sholeh, wasn't too keen on that idea of her meeting with him. And they go back and forth. In my book, I explain all of that. But one day, she convinces her mother, "I need to go meet and I need to do this job. It'll help me as a woman to move forward here in Iran." She knew all about the laws, all about the hijab laws, all about the oppression of women. But Rahane went forward and she met this man. He took her to where she was supposed to look at his office, get an idea how to do interior decorating. And it was there that he tried to rape her. And Rahane did what any normal girl would do in a fight for their life. She picked up a small knife laying on the table, very small pocket knife, in fact, and she defended herself. She stabbed him in the back. Well, he began to really bleed out, and it frightened her. And she ran to the door to try to escape. And as she's running to the door and he's bleeding, another man's on the other side that opened up the door that was locked, and as he's coming in, Rahane rushes out and runs down on the street. But even in all of this nightmare of her trying to survive a rape attack, she takes the time to call for paramedics and then leaves. Well, to make a long story short, she is arrested, and she is charged with murdering a former government agent. He was an intelligence agent. And of course, that does not go well. A former government agent is dead. Rahane is being charged with murder. For 7 years in prison, in torture and oppression, Rahane does her best to stand by her story that he was trying to rape me. No, you need to say that you did not try to rape you, because his reputation is on the line. The Serbandi reputation is on the line. No, Rahane, just say he didn't try to rape me, that it was consensual, that you were involved, you had an argument, and you accidentally stabbed him. Tell the truth. And Rahane refused to give in to this. And for 7 years, she fought for her life in prison. And then finally, on October 24th, she met with her family for the last time. And the very next day, October 25th, she was hanged. What was her crime? Defense. What is the crime of this woman in Iran? She is the victim of a rape attack. How do we treat women in Iran for being the victim of rape attacks? We execute them. Now, they tried to make this as some kind of personal thing between two families. And the way they mete out the execution is that Rahane is standing on this stool with a rope around her neck, and the injured party, the member of the family, comes and kicks the stool out from underneath her, and she dies. And they tried to make that. That is, the government tried to make that. But in this case, there was evidence that this man was trying to rape her, that there was drinks laced with drugs, and the man that he was friends with, that was actually there after the fact. They never tried to bring to trial, and they never tried to investigate this Mr. Shecky. It was rigged from the very beginning. Rahane is a woman. She's living in an Islamic society. You have to prove rape, see? You have to have four witnesses according to Islam. Rahane has no chance. And on top of it, the man that she defended herself against was a former intelligence agent. I had to write her story to be a voice for women in Iran. I had to stand up for Rahane and all women in Iran. And the result of this was the book, Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance. And I want to read to you just a portion of it in the beginning that really encapsulates what this book is all about. It's called In Defense of Her Honor, from my book, Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance. In the Persian language, the names, like Rahane, have specific meanings that relate to life. The name Rahane means flower, fragrance. Ironically, my name, Randy, in the English language means defender. I don't believe that it's a coincidence that I am writing this book for Rahane. I am not merely writing out of sympathy. It is much bigger than that. I believe I have the God-ordained task to live up to the meaning of my name. I want to be a defender of Rahane's honor as a woman. Rahane was the helpless victim of a man's uncontrollable sexual advances, and she did what any honorable woman would do by defending herself. In Iran, the unfortunate reality is that women are the property of men. In a society that elevates the status of a man because of Sharia law. According to the Quran, quote, men are superior to women, and the testimony of a woman is only worth half that of a man's. Surah chapter 2, verse 282. Surah chapter 4, verse 34. Rahane grew up in this kind of culture, and because she defended her honor against a former intelligence agent, her fate was sealed. The Iranian regime would do everything in its power to protect the reputation of a government man, which meant that Rahane had no hope of surviving, but instead would be sacrificed on the altar of convenience so that the Sarbandi name would not be tainted. Right before her execution, the regime brought in cameramen and reporters to pressure Rahane into changing her story. Just say, he did not try to rape me. In the midst of great pressure to preserve her life, Rahane refused to lie and compromise the truth. But instead, she stood strong and tall as a majestic mountain and looked in the face of her accusers and responded, I will not lie. And the reason I chose the name A Beautiful Fragrance as the subtitle of my book is because Rahane exemplified and lived up to the meaning behind her name. She was a beautiful fragrance of honor, kindness, mercy, and courage. She forgave her interrogators shortly before her execution and showed kindness and compassion to the many women political prisoners in prison, who came from destitute and filthy walks of life. This book, this broadcast, this remembrance today of Rahane is a remarkable, extraordinary story of an inspiring woman, a brilliant, courageous woman who suffered greatly at the hands of an evil dictatorship. And she illuminated a dirty prison with the beautiful fragrances of her wonderful character. It is my honor and pleasure to defend her honor and tell her incredible story to the whole world. I want you to hear a quote from one of the many prison letters that Rahane wrote. It was translated from Farsi to English, and I used a lot of material from these prison letters to compose this book. as well as personal testimonies from her family members, which is incorporated in this book. But listen to what Rahane says in prison letter number one. I, Rahane Jabari, am 26 years old, with a hanging rope in front of my eyes that I am not afraid of. I write to tell the tale that I lived. I want to tell you everything that I said in court, which they did not understand, and everything that I cried out under torture, which was not heard. Everything that I screamed out while I was brutally kicked by four forceful interrogators who regarded themselves as almighty. Perhaps someone in this world would hear my cries and feel my pain. When I first read this prison letter, that last quote in prison letter number one, perhaps someone in this world would hear my cries and feel my pain, that called to me. That spoke volumes to me. I knew then, just by reading that prison letter, that I had to be Rahane's voice. And through lots of extraordinary circumstances, I was able to talk with Sholeh and Sharzad, her sister, and through a translator, they actually were able to write down the most important memories about Rahane growing up. I included that all in my book because I want people to know, readers to know, the kind of extraordinary woman Rahane was. In her final words to her mother, Sholeh, Rahane writes this, "In the court of the Creator, I will charge Dr. Surabhandi," that is the man that she stabbed that was trying to rape her, "I will charge Dr. Surabhandi, I will charge Qasem Shabandi and all those that out of ignorance or with their lives wronged me and trampled on my rights and didn't pay heed to the fact that sometimes what appears as reality is different from it. Dear soft-hearted Sholeh, in the other world it is you and me who are the accusers and others who are the accused. Let's see what God wants. I want to embrace you until I die. I love you." This was part of a recorded message that Rahane recorded shortly before her execution on October 25th, 2014. Rahane was an amazing symbol of hope for all Iranian women. She stood up against a dictatorship government. She refused to lie to save her life. She pointed the finger at her rapist. And she says, "You will not succeed in doing to me like all women in Iran are treated, under the thumb of men." She said, "You will pay for my crime." But the amazing thing is, in my book, I chronicle an encounter Rahane had with a young Christian girl in prison who, by all accounts, no one could find her. And all of us that have read her prison letter come to the conclusion this was an angel sent by God. She encouraged Rahane to read the Bible. And Rahane did just that. In prison, she read the Bible several times. And she encountered the love of God in an amazing way. And because of that, she was able to reach out to other prisoners who were hopeless, who were street prostitutes, who were drug addicts. And through reading the Bible, she was able to forgive those that had interrogated her and tortured her and her family. Rahane, the beautiful rose of Persia, without a doubt in my mind, is in heaven today. She is out of pain and suffering. She is completely free. And this book is a tribute to the character of a young woman living in a country, think with me, like Iran, that oppresses women. Everything we've heard of in this latest revolution, Woman, Life, and Freedom, is is echoes of what Rahane was struggling against when she was in prison. And the oppression continues. But Rahane has forever found a place in my heart and in the hearts of millions of Iranians all over the world that are so impressed with her character and her courage. And there's a song written by a Christian artist named Carrie Job that I think exemplifies what Rahane may have been feeling right before execution, that she was not alone, that God was with her. I want you to hear this beautiful song.
You
Worship music of Carrie Job and I Am Not Alone, a fitting tribute to my beautiful friend I never met, but I feel like I know, Rahane Jabari. I want to mention that just this past March, there is a very special documentary film that was released entitled Seven Winters in Tehran, directed by Steffi Niederzahl in Germany. They're friends. I'm speaking of Steffi and the Jabari family, Sholeh, Shahrzad, Shahri. And this is an incredible film I have yet to see. I believe it's in Farsi with subtitles. It's been shown in several countries in Europe. But I hope one day to be able to purchase this film and watch it, because I know it is an incredible tribute to Rahane. And it's just something that needs to be seen by every person in the world. And so I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking this journey with me today on really a very painful day, remembering Rahane. She is and was an incredible woman in the most difficult of circumstances. Think of it for a minute. She did what any honorable woman would do that's being attacked by another man. She defended herself. And this is how rape victims are treated in Tehran, in Iran. There are thousands of other Rahanes, I'm sure, in prison in Iran that have yet to have their story told like Rahane. But I trust that you will read this book to get all of the details about this incredible tragic story. Rahane, A Beautiful Fragrance, is available in paperback and Kindle on Amazon. This has been a very painful day for not only me, but the Jabari family, as they miss their daughter so very, very much. Someone incredibly special that was taken from them unjustly on October 25th, 2014. Thank you so much for listening to this special tribute to Rahane. Have a great and safe weekend, and I will see you again on Monday on the Cross in the Desert. God bless you.